SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric. There's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.
You're listening to SBS News.
The use of large language models like ChatGPT is becoming increasingly popular, but there are growing concerns that some artificial intelligence chatbots are unwittingly pushing disinformation narratives. Carl Miller is the founder of the Centre for the Analysis for Social Media at Demos in the UK.
These chatbots that are increasingly going to be used to kind of interrogate the internet and paint pictures for people to learn about the world, they are vitally important. And how they get trained and what they end up therefore saying, this is going to be basically the kind of crucible of a whole new kind of really powerful and quite unseen influence and power.
Large language models are trained using huge data sets to predict and generate human-like text. Following Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, some experts warn pro-Russian actors are increasingly flooding the internet with fake news to influence chatbots. Isis Blashes, analyst with the US-based research agency NewsGuard.
Well, many different sites will repeat the same false claim multiple times on each site and on different sites. And the way AI chatbots work and training data works is that they look at the information that's out there and they'll see this big flow of information repeating one false claim and will take information from that.
This is Miller again.
The manipulation of large language models is a future information warfare.
The pro-Kremlin Pravda network is an example of this, having published more than 6 million pro-Russian articles, with 5 million of those repurposed in multiple languages. Guillaume Kuster is the CEO and co-founder of Check First.
You can think of it as a laundering machine for Russian narratives and Russian propaganda. What they do is they repost. It could be content coming from sanctioned media organizations in the EU, such as Sputnik or Russia Today. It can be content coming from known propaganda Telegram channels, from X accounts, or so forth.
Last week, Mike Burgess, Director General at ACO, revealed pro-Russian influencers in Australia have drawn the attention of the agency.
The Australians publish and push online extreme online narratives justifying the invasion of Ukraine and condemning Australia's support for Kiev, deliberately hiding their connection to Moscow and the likely instruction from Moscow. The propagandists tried to hijack and inflame legitimate debate.
Some experts suggest a growing reliance on AI chatbots highlights a need for better media scrutiny and legislation, as well as a focus on curbing misinformation. Olivia Shen is the director of the Strategic Technologies Program with the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney.
What we have seen is perhaps more lag in progress on turning voluntary safeguards and codes of conduct and guidelines into legally enforceable regulation.
According to a Department of Home Affairs spokesperson, its cybersecurity strategy aims to create new initiatives to address gaps in existing laws. It also outlined a plan to develop Australia's first national media literacy strategy to establish the key skills and competencies Australians need to navigate the challenges and opportunities presented by the digital world. Lera Schwietz, SBS News.